Hi, this is Dark Journalist. Today I have the exciting conclusion with MKUltra survivor and U.S. government whistleblower Kathy O'Brien. Now, we've gotten an overwhelming response to part one of Kathy's revelations as recounted in her classic book, The Transformation of America. In this special episode, she'll go even deeper. Now, in part one, Kathy helped us to understand how MKUltra mind control was used as a tool by the deep state to conduct and cover up black budget operations. In this special episode, she'll tell us how the CIA's Project Monarch was implemented to control areas of the entertainment industry and drug running operations, and how she was kept in the program by an extreme combination of mental and physical abuse. Are there tools to help identify mind control in modern life? Let's go ask U.S. government whistleblower Kathy O'Brien.
It is horrible what I was forced to participate in. I never would have. Mind control was essential.
The Dark Journalist Special Report. CIA sex slave whistleblower, Project Monarch exposed. Featuring an in-depth two-part interview with Transformation of America author Kathy O'Brien. Now, let's join Dark Journalist Daniel List.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Journalist special report on the CIA's Project Monarch with MKUltra survivor Kathy O'Brien. From the Franklin case to the Jimmy Savile revelations, we are confronted over and over again with the reality of the strong link between elite political and entertainment circles and human trafficking, pedophilia, and mind control. The Central Intelligence Agency has developed programs that stretch out over 50 years to exploit these links, including Project Monarch and MKUltra. Kathy O'Brien is in a unique position to discuss these programs with us. She was forced to participate in them from an early age. She eventually escaped to give testimony before Congress. Her courage has allowed us to have the insight into criminal covert programs being run by intelligence services. All we have to do is listen and learn.
Dark Journalist. Go for truth in 2017. The deepest questions, the biggest secrets, the darkest mysteries. Dark Journalist, go for truth. With top guests like Graham Hancock.
Graham, how do we as a society escape the grip of the deep state in the 21st century?
Rather than spending trillions of dollars every year on building up our armies and our weapons of mass destruction and creating a climate of hatred and fear and suspicion, we should be uniting as a human race.
Catherine Austin Fitz.
Catherine, what is the issue that's holding us back and destroying prosperity?
We have a system which has got a negative return on investment. It's killing human productivity, and where it's going is inhuman.
Linda Moulton Howe.
Linda, you've been fighting against secrecy your whole life. How are we doing in this battle?
There is a kind of energy and synergy that you and I have, because we are both trying so hard in so many facets to get to the bottom of what is the truth.
Dark Journalist, go for truth. Visit darkjournalist.com and subscribe now for a special winter discount available for just $39 for one full year. You'll receive exclusive member benefits, including access to the complete high-quality audio archives to stream or download at your convenience, and subscriber-only content, including bonus show material. Sign up for our free newsletter to stay updated on the latest shows. Dark Journalist, this is the year. Now is the time.
You know, we need dark journalists, so just keep doing what you're doing.
Join us now and go for truth.
Kathy, thank you for joining me for part two of our deep discussion of your incredible experiences in the CIA's MKUltra mind control program. Now, one of the things I found intriguing in your descriptions of the program that you were in is that they would use things like diet manipulation, for example, to heighten their hold over you.
Yes.
And heavy doses of aspartame. Now, why this substance, which we know is used in soft drinks as a sugar substitute by many companies and is often linked with cancer, what a strange thing to use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, You know, look at who was involved in that was Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, what is the Secretary of Defense doing involved in pharmaceuticals, and what are pharmaceutical companies doing involved in our food? You know, I mean, that's absurd. Mm-hmm. So that alone is a pretty big clue. But what aspartame does is it's the artificial sweetener. It decreases critical analysis, and it makes a person more compliant and easily led.
Ah.
So it was introduced into society in a massive way. It's been found now to have caused some other problems as well, with weight gain rather than weight loss, and you know, some and other things. But the detriment that has been on our critical analysis. And anytime we see where a pharmaceutical company is messing with our food, we better take a good hard look at what that is, and make some wise choices for ourselves about what we're putting into our bodies, because it was a deliberate effort by this criminal faction in control of the U.S. government all these years that was deliberately dumbing down America through our food. So and reclaiming our free thought, we need to reexamine what's been done to our food as well.
Absolutely. And another thing I found intriguing about your description was that the use of marijuana was heavily discouraged, and there was a big emphasis around the point of just leaving it alone completely.
Oh my goodness! Yes, absolutely. Marijuana has some properties to it that actually open neuron pathways in the brain,
uh-huh,
which made it impossible to maintain program. That's why it is discouraged so heavily by the U.S. within the U.S. military, and why it was discouraged in society as a whole to the extent that it has been. I'm certainly not advocating everybody go out and get stoned, because then we're right back to square one, you know.
Yeah.
But medicinally, how it can be used for opening neuron pathways in the brain, it's absurd that we can have like alcohol, or we can have aspartame out there, but we can't have marijuana that has been demonized to such an extent because of its mind expansion properties. It can actually be used. It's been proven repeatedly, and it came out several years ago too, and this is referenced too in PTSD Time to Heal, how it can be used medicinally for helping overcome PTSD and to help someone peacefully readjust to society, as well as begin accessing their repressed memory in order to reclaim control, full control over their mind and life. We need to reexamine what we think about marijuana and the medical cannabis, and see what studies can be done to refine it to a more medicinal, perfected level for helping people deal with not only trauma, but physical ailments as well. So, it was strictly forbidden. It was really the only drug that was strictly forbidden. Cocaine use was just prevalent everywhere, thanks to Clinton Coke lines, you know, which is referred to in all of our books, where they were so heavily involved in bringing cocaine into this country, because it's kind of the opposite end of the stick of what medical marijuana could do. But anyway, those drugs were available everywhere around Washington, D.C. in copious quantities. Definitely the medical cannabis issue needs to be reexamined.
I found it fascinating that marijuana broke up the mind control programming.
Yes.
I think that's very interesting, and explains probably why they kept it under wraps for so long and kept
it. Yes.
Yeah, no question.
So why it's been demonized to the extent that it has, because even it's hard to even socially engineer people through the controlled media, mm-hmm, when they're thinking beyond what they're being told. And ultimately, that's the key. You know, anytime we think beyond what we're told, anytime we have mind expansion beyond what we're being led to believe, we're exercising our brain in some areas that will keep us stronger in maintaining our own free thought and as I mentioned before, it's such a crucial issue because without free thought, there's no free will, and without free will, there's no soul expression.
Right.
And to me, the strength of the human spirit are the essence, the physical essence of our being, the energy of our being, needs expression through our brains and bodies. It's like what we're here for.
Yes.
So we need our free thought in order to exercise our soul expression through our free will, and to be able to stand up for human values, to ensure that our children aren't being sold out into these well-established pedophile rings.
Yeah.
That, I mean, my gosh, I was born in 1957, and I was thrust into government-level pedophilia when I was a very young child through my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what led me into the child pornography and into MKUltra to begin with. So this is nothing new, what we're finally hearing about today. This is long ingrained, and we have got to realize how and why it was established, so that we can stop our children from being abused and free them, so that we can protect them again, so we can protect our whole society and reestablish some values, reestablish our own inner peace, because that's where world peace begins, is within. And we've got to have our inner peace in order to have world peace. So it's essential for our own life's purpose to have free thought.
Right.
The things that I was forced to participate in under MKUltra mind control are against every fiber of my being to have participated in bringing cocaine into the country to the extent that I was forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other criminal activities that government was so heavily in, that this criminal faction of our government was heavily involved in, to have had to work under Bill Bennett and usher in this global education common core that has debilitated the free thought of our children, is everything that I am against. To have not been able to protect my own daughter from the abuses that she was subjected to is the most traumatic thing that I experienced, and made me more easily led. It was worse than any torture, any physical torture that I endured. It is horrible what I was forced to participate in. I never would have. Mind control was essential for me to have been forced to have carried out any of those programs that I was programmed to do. I would never have done it on my own. Likewise, society would not allow for the kind of school shootings, the violence, the horror that we're seeing in society that is against human nature. It's nothing any of us would have allowed if we hadn't been socially conditioned to not only allow for that, but for it to be perpetuated. And it's being perpetuated right now very strongly through our controlled media.
Now, you've had experience with the media trying to suppress your story and ignoring key elements that point to political corruption. They were, in essence, largely exposed during the election in a way we've never seen before. And their grip on people's minds has slipped considerably, although they still remain very dangerous and can inflict a lot of damage. How do you see them after witnessing their, you know, lack of ethics and collusion up close?
They are the last breath, the last hold of the globalization effort. They have been in power for decades, and they are not going to go down without one major fight, and they are fighting with everything they've got. So,
and the fight is out in the open now, which is fascinating and a very different dynamic. You know, I think we get a better look at them when they're forced into the open. You know, there's no hiding out at Bilderberg, and the private jet service to Davos can't conceal their objectives now. And this is a question I have for you, which is, how shocked do you think the average American would be if they knew the extent and the widespread cultivation of MKUltra mind control programs like the one you were forced into and escaped from? if they knew just how prevalent they are in our society.
When Mark and I first began speaking out 25 years ago, mind control was not even a word anybody understood.
True.
PTSD was a long way from being recognized as a disorder. When what Mark saw, you know, on the inside as an intelligence insider, as high level as he was such an outrage to him that when he rescued me and handed me the keys to my own mind and life, that was the first step towards exposing mind control. That was the very first step. When we began speaking out, the reason I think so many others who are healing now and are reclaiming their minds and lives don't come forward is because when people do wake up to the reality of it, they wake up grouchy and they would rather not believe it, and they're not very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been kind over the years, but that hasn't stopped us. We didn't expect them to be. This is harsh information, and really, who wants to believe that mind control exists? Who wants to believe that it is so prevalent in our society and its sliding scale has reached into the education system? It permeates the entertainment industries. It's in sports, and it definitely is ingrained in our military. So it's a harsh reality for people to wake up to, and by its very nature, they didn't know it exists.
Right.
So the wake up is not easy. And I think we're seeing people become more fearful and panicked as they're starting to realize it. But the fear and the panic are the very basis of mind control. So they need to free themselves from that fear with truth. And they can get this truth through our website, trance-formation.com, through shows like yours. Thank you for doing what you do and for all the truth that you bring to light. And please, you know, for people, read our books. Transformation of America is U.S. congressional testimony, is our testimony for U.S. Congress. So it is absolutely already hardcore fact proven. It is now in law libraries worldwide. It's starting to be taught in major universities and access denied. Now, that's not as harsh as trance. It was written for the people. It was written in a way that empowers them to be able to know the truth that makes us free and to be able to start standing for the innate human qualities that they would choose to rather than cave in to fear. It will free them from the controlled media, and it helps people realize what they are seeing in society today. And this so-called division is an illusion.
Yes.
Again, it's the same thing as in Democrats and Republicans. It's only a created illusion of a division that is actually the global elite fighting for their control. And they've already lost that control. It's evidenced by the fact that truth has come to the light to the degree that it has, and that people are waking up en masse, and that we've got a huge political change that's going on in our world
now. They're panicking. There's no question they're panicking.
Well, they just need to know truth, and we're, you know, this is the time to, you know, where I wish that we already had more than a whistle to blow, you know, but we're just going to keep tweeting it out there, just, you know, keeping as we can. And in the meantime, you know, we're just relying on people to take this information and share it with each other and help us get the word out there. It is truth that makes us free.
Absolutely. And with some of the time we have left, I'd like us to touch on some amazing facts that you've brought forward concerning the CIA's program Project Monarch and some of the real targeting of younger people through the entertainment industry. Now, you've recounted some incredible experiences around drug running in the country western music world, social engineering in entertainment circles that's actually planned out by intelligence groups. And one of the early examples that you cited were the Osmonds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And of course, the Osmonds are Mormon. And although I know there's great practicing Mormons out there, there is a real history in the Mormon Church of CIA infiltration in its deeper circles. Now, can you tell me about these Mormon CIA and entertainment connections?
Yes. This goes back to George Romney, actually. George Romney was Mormon, and he was taking, as governor of Michigan, he was taking what the Catholics had learned about the effects of trauma on the human mind through the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition. Mm-hmm. And he was combining it with what the CIA had learned through what the Nazi and fascist scientists brought into the United States in Project Paperclip that Hitler had used on the people in Germany. And taking all that information and rolling it into a much more powerful form of mind control. And that was being used in the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church at that time wasn't as widely known, and it was like the Osmonds were being used as the Pied Pipers for bringing people into the Mormon Church and bringing attention to the church itself through the music phenomena that they were. I mean, what children can sing to that and dance like that would only be mind-controlled children.
I see.
And they were part of the same MKUltra project that I was, and the Jacksons were a part of that too. At the same time frame, Michael Jackson had just come out then. And when mind control is weaved into that equation, we begin to see, oh, that's what the deal was with Michael Jackson. That's what, why this was being used in music. Add to that harmonics, which is a technological form of mind control that actually vibrates the neuron pathways of the brain into a kind of compartmentalization that is, I think, most easily understood. Like when people hear a song and they say, oh, I know where I fell in love to that song, or, this happened.
It's associative, yeah.
It is, yes, because it's a natural process of the brain with these harmonics. Well, these harmonics were fine-tuned to drive information into the brain. So people need to be very mindful of the lyrics in the music that they listen to, because they're being driven into their subconscious mind. And those subconscious drivers will affect our actions. And so that's essential to understanding. But I think, you're bringing up the Osmonds, just that was a perfect example. And it opens up this whole, this whole other aspect that, yeah, people need to become fully aware of that in order to choose their music and lyrics more carefully, use them to have a positive effect rather than a negative. And that definitely affects all of society.
There are different...
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's used in commercials through the media too. So, people need to be aware of it. And it's an important key.
There's different levels of this mind control. It's almost like there's MKUltra and there's kind of electronic MKUltra.
Yes.
But what's interesting about that is you've described an early one-on-one relationship, someone who is a director. He's your owner in the project, which is a famous Senator Robert Byrd.
Yes.
And so this is a method that they use, too, where you're put into the ownership as someone who will be, basically a slave to that person under mind control.
Yes. Senator Byrd became my owner in the project. I had met him at the governor's mansion and Mackinac Island. And as my owner, he directed my activities throughout my MKUltra victimization. He decided which military or NASA installations I would be taken to for mind control programming, who I would be prostituted to on a White House Pentagon level, which black budget covert operations I would be used in, such as the Clintons' MENA Arkansas cocaine operations. He was a strong mentor to both the Clintons and a strong tie into that. So yes, as my owner, he directed my activities.
Was it, you know, looking back, is it almost surreal to see these characters in political history, like Cheney, like Byrd, like Hillary Clinton? You've known them in this kind of deep, dark sense of them controlling you, you being among those that they used to manipulate in a number of ways. Is it strange to kind of see these people out there, you know, like Hillary running for president last year? How did you feel when all this was going on?
Just counting on people to wake up. I've seen the movement that people were waking up en masse. I've seen it happening over the last 25 years that Mark and I have been out here, and it has reached a point where change, positive change, should happen. Seeing her, I don't have bitterness. Bitterness is immobilizing. I don't focus on woe is me, what was done to me, but rather the outrage of what's been done to society as a whole.
Right.
And so seeing her out there, it's like, yay, she was finally exposed and defeated, and there's a lot more that needs to come out in order to stop these child pedophile rings and the kind of criminal covert activity that's been going on behind the scene for so long. So yeah, we'll just keep getting truth out there and watch them go down as the proverbial swamp drains. You know, it's going to be nice when they go. A nice, big, loud, so whoosh.
Right, exactly. And you make an excellent point there, that it's a twofold process of understanding the actions of the deep state that set up this shadow state and looking at ways to undermine their programs and create a better future where they're not such an important factor.
Yes.
So it's a double-edged sword there. Just fascinating. And I find that your big picture analysis, Kathy, is very well informed. And I know that at times this process of being a whistleblower can touch you very personally. So I want to ask you here about the status of your daughter and how things worked out in that whole situation.
It did not work out so well because of all the years that she experienced and what happened to her in the corrupt and ignorant justice and mental health system. She was freed from that system as is detailed in Access Denied for reasons of national security. And now she is living as an adult on her own, and I respect her privacy as an adult, and I figure, you know, any story from that point is hers, and I'm just pleased that we were able to make as much difference in the system through her situation and that she is free of that system now.
Oh, it's a fantastic effort that you made on her behalf. And you mentioned your dad is still alive. Did you have the opportunity to confront him finally?
No, I wouldn't do that. There's no need to. I mean, he knows what he is. I know what he is. Uh-huh. And confronting him could have been disastrous. When my father sold me into the project, he was flown to Boston, Massachusetts, where he was taught how to manipulate the subconscious mind through neurolinguistic programming.
Right.
And that was at the time that cardinal law was such a huge part of the Catholics' involvement in the MKUltra mind control effort. When the Catholic child abuse scandal was exposed and cardinal law was exposed, that went right back into my own childhood victimization and the onset of it, that only grew throughout the years with the Catholic abuses only grew throughout the years with mind control's advancements. Well, my father had been trained in that. I don't need to tell him what he's done. He knows what he's done. And I don't need to forgive him because I don't condone what he did.
Yeah.
Rather, I don't live in a vengeful way. I don't. He took enough of my life.
Definitely.
I don't have to. I don't have any hatred or bitterness. There's no point to that. I will just keep exposing mind control and the effects of trauma on the human mind. He is still free for so-called reasons of national security. National security is still covering up his crimes just like they are the Clintons and everybody else's. That National Security Act needs to be examined and either revoked and rewritten or something that actually is that protects the security of the nation without protecting the secrets of the criminal few that have been in control. It should not be protecting crime like it has and allow for people like my father to still be free.
Absolutely. And everyone watching this and hearing you talk about it really understands the kind of courage it's taken for you to live through the horror of the MKUltra and Monarch programs. But to also expose it after the fact is such a powerful action, and we all appreciate the kind of spiritual warfare that you've had to engage in to get this story out. Kathy, it's just great having you with us. And before we let you go, I wondered if you could tell me about an unusual incident that took place while you were in the program with a well-known senator who claimed he was going to show you a UFO and that the government had reverse engineered this technology. And, you know, his comments about time travel and ETs were strange and a very unusual conversation. Now, I was wondering if you recall that incident today.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I know he was a pretty shady character, but it's a very intriguing conversation.
Oh, yeah. J. Bennett Johnston, he was a senator. And I really did. I thought it was an alien craft when I first saw a stealth, you know, the triangular shape, especially back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was totally unknown. And superstition begins where knowledge leaves off.
Right.
And when people don't have a knowledge base, then they're more apt to gravitate towards superstition and say, oh, it's demons, it's aliens, you know,
sure.
Or something like that. When, in fact, it was technological advancement.
Right, right. But he used an unusual way of giving you this information and kind of manipulating you with it. This is something that you've also experienced with other officials, like the Reagan-Bush Education Secretary Bill Bennett, when he used these light and visual methods to implant the idea that, you know, he was some kind of interdimensional traveler. Again, he's playing with a kind of alien theme there, and I can see how they were manipulating you with this idea, you know, that they were omnipresent and inescapable. But in Johnston's case, he was actually showing you something that was very secret.
Absolutely, it was secret. And I think, you know, because they were saying it was aliens and they were misleading my subconscious mind with feeling helpless that, oh, it's aliens, oh, it's demons, oh, it's, you know, whatever, that it doesn't preclude the fact that I'm sure there's intelligent life out there somewhere. I mean, I am definitely not drawing a line on any of that. And I don't doubt from my own experiences and what I have seen and conversations that I have overheard and photographically remember that there isn't even technology that has been reverse engineered and taken. So, you know, we may, for all I know, that could have been alien technology that, but it's ours, it's here, it's within our realm to affect, and
right.
And it was covered up under a blanket of national security, and it was, you know, built, it's still built by, you know, human hands, even if that was the case with that particular bit of technology. It's an interesting thing to examine and realize that, you know, where any influences might be, and for people just to say, okay, what is really in the best interest of the evolution of humanity, mm-hmm. Technologically, so that we don't end up with technologies that can create an artificial intelligence and
that's anti-human.
And create itself, you know, and go on. So, you know, we need to be mindful of those things. And I think that once people realize that superstition begins where knowledge leaves off and they learn to expand their thinking as they're shown in PTSD Time to Heal, that they'll be able to examine things with a more critical eye and make some more logical decisions on where we go as a human race.
I definitely agree. And your new book that you mentioned there is PTSD Time to Heal, and it's available on Amazon.com. This is an important workbook that can be so useful. Now, where else can we find it?
I think other than that, anybody would be able to just search on eBay for PTSD Time to Heal by Kathy O'Brien, mm-hmm. and they'll find it.
And we should mention that it's available at your fantastic new website, which looks great.
I'm so excited. and that is Trance, TRANCE-formation.com.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that.
That's a great name for both the book and the website. Now, my last question for you, Kathy, is if there is someone out there who's in one of these programs, and I know there are different levels there, like you said, it's a sliding scale with mind control, what kind of advice would you have for them?
They wouldn't understand advice. They wouldn't have the capacity to grasp it.
I see. So while they're in that state, they can't be reached with just advice.
If someone had come up to me while I was under mind control and said I was under mind control, I would have no ability to consciously grasp that reality to have done anything about it. So it takes people knowing and understanding the components of mind control, the fact that it is a sliding scale, that it has been used on our military, to be able to look at loved ones and see, oh, you know, what degree has that manipulation taken hold? And then through PTSD Time to Heal, it shows how people can help those that they love to be able to begin the journey back to reclaiming control over their own mind and life. So it's definitely a possibility, but it would take love, and how fortunate for me that Mark Phillips had eyes to see, ears to hear, and soul to know mind control, mm-hmm. what it looked like, and see it in me, and to be able to free me from it and hand me the codes, keys, and triggers to my own brain so that I could heal. That is something that he did for me that is in PTSD Time to Heal that people can utilize as well for helping those that they love and helping free them.
Kathy, it's been great having you here. Thank you so much for sharing these deeply traumatic and insightful experiences in a way that really helps us understand mind control and the covert programs that are designed to manipulate the public. And I know I've learned a great deal, and you've really made such a positive impact with the work that you and Mark have done, sharing your experiences. And it's just a real honor to have you here with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity to bring truth to light. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. And it's great to speak with you.
You too.
Okay. I hope we get to talk again soon.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Have a great day over there.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for joining me for this fascinating episode on CIA Mind Control, MKUltra, and Project Monarch. You can find more deep interviews, special reports, and documentaries at www.darkjournalist.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel to receive the latest videos. See you there.
Subscribe to our newsletter at darkjournalist.com to stay updated on the latest shows. dark journalist will go there.